Care of us, I hope all is good. Hope everybody's feeling well. Today's daf is Ksuba's daf Hey. We're here on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. Again, continuing analyzing these brisa, that many different issues that came up with it. Right, we talked yesterday about how some of Hilchos Avelos as a tangent. And today we're going to dive in, not entirely, but mostly with Hilchos Shabbos. We'll have some Agadata a little bit to kind of distract us in the middle, but mostly Hilchos Shabbos. So Amar Mar, the two lines up on Dalet Amud Beis, right? We said in the Braisa that Binkachu Binkach Lu Yevolo Erev Shabbos Lo B'Matzei Shabbos. Right? We mentioned several times, and definitely by Erev Shabbos. I don't remember if we mentioned Matzei Shabbos also, but definitely mentioned that should not be the Bia Rishona, the first Bia should not be happening on Friday night or Saturday night. So the Gemara says Bishlam Erev Shabbos Bishlam Chabura. I understand why they shouldn't do the first Bia on Erev Shabbos, because there might create Bia Chabura, or there might be a wound. Now the Gemara is going to actually get back to this on Amud Beis, right? But it just leaves that here, that there's going to be a wound, and therefore there's some sort of malacha going on, there's going to be Chol Shabbos. That is far from simple, but we're going to get back to that on Amud Beis. So that's why it would be also theoretically Friday night. But I'll Motzi Shabbos from Milo, but what's the problem with having the first Bia on Saturday night? So Mishum Ravizera, Mishum Cheshbonos, because they're going to be cheshbonning out if the first Bia is on Motzi Shabbos. So if you look at Rashi, says the suda is also going to be that night, and they're going to have all these cheshbonos that you're going to make on Shabbos for the purposes of the suda, and that is inappropriate. Again, and he quotes the pasuk, right? Ksiv daber daver, right? Mimso chavtzacha v'daber daver, right? Pashas din derabanan. So okay, but either way, we're going to have all these cheshbonos. There's a way you're supposed to carry yourself and talk about on Shabbos, and that is not appropriate for Shabbos. So I'm like, Abaye says, 1 second though, what is this? Cheshbon shel mitzvah mi'asiri. We're talking about a cheshbon of mitzvahs. We're not talking about how many games the Mets had are out of first place. We're talking about the mitzvah thick of things. This is good stuff. And it's mutter. Farav Chista, Rav Amnuna, Darim Tavayo, both of them say that cheshbon shel mitzvah mutter l'cheshbon b'Shabbos. Right, you're allowed to cheshbon out mitzvahs type oriented discussions on Shabbos, and we're gonna have a bunch of examples right now just to illustrate. I'm Rabbi Elazar, post can stuck a lot of Shabbos. You can figure out how much stuck are you gonna give to the poor people on Shabbos. You might be able to even give it out, right? Okay, the money is muktzah, but let's say it's food or whatever. So I'm Rabbi Yaakov, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, holchin lebet kinesa b'de midrashas lefakeach al iskei rabim b'Shabbos. You can go to shuls and base medrashes to deal with any type of public affairs on Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, mefachin pikoch nevesh b'Shabbos. Now obviously you can do pikoch nevesh b'toch Shabbos, but you can take care of any matters that might need to be taken care of for pikoch nevesh on Shabbos, like raising money for atzala, whatever it is. So the Amar of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar of Yonah's son, Hochen Latartios or Karkios, so you can go to theaters and circuses. Those were considered to be off limits back in the day. Right? If you look in the Gemara's in Avodah Zarah, that's not necessarily parallel the ones that we have nowadays, although maybe they do, but not necessarily. But that was off limits back in the day. But you could still go there on Shabbos. So the Fakech Aliske Rabban B'Shabbos, if for whatever reason you have a gathering of Jews, etc., or maybe even not, to deal with Goyim, whatever, you're allowed to go there on Shabbos to deal with Iskir Abim. Fetana de Menasia, Mishadchenes Atinokos, Le'eris B'Shabbos, right? You can make Shiduchim, right? The Shad Echabonos, we sing in the Zmiros, right? Ve'alatina V'lam the Sefer, right? Again, part of this is the Zmiros, right? Where you can teach a kid Torah, V'lam the Umnus, that we don't say it in the Zemer, but okay. And you can also teach him a trade, is also a mitzvah, as the Mishnah says in Kiddushin. So, Ela Amar Rabbi Zera says, it can't be that the whole problem is the cheshbonos you can have on Shabbos. Ela Amar Rabbi Zera, Zera Shama Yishchot Benof. Now, we're concerned that you may end up shechting a chicken on Shabbos, because what's going to happen? You come to the Suda Motzi Shabbos, we realize, oh my gosh, there's not enough food. And you're not going to look at the clock, you're not going to look at the sun, you're not going to look at the sky. And you start shechting some chickens to make sure there's enough food for the meal. And that we're nervous. I'm like, Abai said, well, Elamiata, Yom Kippurim, Shechalios, B'Shenim, Shabbos, Yircha, Xeris, Shem, Yishcha, Benof. What do you mean? That's not the only instance of having a Suda right after Shabbos. Right? Let's say Yom Kippur falls out on Tuesday, on Monday. So then you have a Suda, right? Suda, Sam, Afsekas, big Suda's Mitzvah, right, that you have on Sunday. So maybe we should push it off, or right? Figure out some sort of way to be Yidcha. It doesn't mean you should push off Yom Kippur. It means you should kind of do some sort of game, perhaps I assume it means that you should fudge Rosh Hashanah a little bit. If you look in Rosh Hashanah, right, the Mishnah is talking about how they would calculate sometimes with different Cheshbonos, so we push push Rosh Chodesh off a day or two sometimes. So, okay, but maybe not. Just like a Rashi, right? It doesn't mention how they would be docha, but maybe it should be just pashtas, they should be docha Yom Kippur. Just push it out to the next day, right? Pashas means that they would kind of cheshbon out Rosh Hashanah to work out that it shouldn't fall out on a Monday. So okay, so fine. So the Gemara says, no, because Hasan Delanafshi Lo Torit. Because there, no, it's for himself. Right? It's his own family, it's his own meal. So he's not gonna bother. So he'll have a little bit less food, he'll deal. But Hacha Delachirim Torit, but here when you have a lot of people, you have 100 people coming to the wedding, etc., then he will bother himself. So, Inami or another answer. Right? Hasam is Lerivacha, Hacha Les Lerivacha. Or yeah, well the Suda on Sunday for Yom Kippur is Sunday afternoon. You got plenty of time. Here, guests are coming. It's 8:30. Shabbos is over, right? You got to chick-chuck. So sometimes, right, you'll get stressed and you end up shechting on Shabbos. Gemara says, Ashes, also the hachi. Now that you're telling me that the reason for Saturday night is the food, Sarev Shabbos Nami, so too Friday night, right? Gzera Shema Yishchol Ben Ofer. We're concerned that maybe, again, you'll start the Suda on Friday afternoon, let's say, and then it'll go to Shabbos, and then you realize you don't have enough food, and you may not realize what time it is, you've been having such a good time, and you'll be Mechal Shabbos, right, and shech some food. So that's also the reason why we don't get married. A person would not get married and do the Biri Rishona on Friday night. Okay. He boy lehu, they ask the following shayla, Besula Nesis Beraviv, and if else Beraviv, Alright, I read a bunch of lines there. Let's back it up. Right, we said that obviously Bsulanis is Yom Revi, a virgin gets married on Wednesday. So the question is, when is the Bia? Right? Are we saying that they can have the Bia during the day on Wednesday, obviously in a dark room? And we're not concerned that he's gonna cool off, meaning that if he finds that she's not a Bsula, let's say Wednesday at 4 in the afternoon, we're not concerned he's going to cool down. Odoma, or maybe that when she gets married, so this is Reviv and Vels Bechamishi, that the Bia has to be Dafka Wednesday night, so that early first thing Thursday morning, where the guys show up to Beis Din, because we're concerned that maybe his anger will cool down and he won't report it, and maybe she actually cheated on him and they're usher. So Tashma, bring your proof. Titani Bar Kapara said, "Psula nisis beraviv and nivels bechamishi." That she should get married on Wednesday, but then the bia should be on Thursday. Hold the nemru bo bracha ledagim, because the bracha, right, the bracha on the fifth day, right, puruvu milos aretz, right, that's said to the fish, right, and that's the bracha we want to tap into. Right, for a besula, right? She's gonna. We want to hopefully have many children. Almana, but an almana, we're not necessarily concerned. Nisus b'chamishi, even if else b'shishi, she gets married on Thursday and then has the bia on Friday. Hold the number, but bracha l'adam, because the bracha was said to man. So that was that's the bracha that the almana gets to tap into. So time of mishum bracha. So the point here we're saying is that the reason. That the besula has bia on Thursday on Wednesday night is because of the bracha, right? But like, if you look at Rashi, avaman the lo kabin a bracha mishum kriyadaita lo chashinan. Right, we're not concerned that the guy whose anger will cool down apparently. Mishum kriyadaita lo chashinan. So the Gemara says. So ihachis, the Gemara says, well, if that's true, is almana namiti bal b'chamishi. Well, what do you mean? So if that's true, that's the overriding factor. So why doesn't an almana? Why doesn't a widow also get married and have bia on Thursday? Hove number of bracha l'dagim. So the Gemara just answers bracha l'adam adifale. The bracha for Adam is better for her and better for him, and therefore they prefer to have the bracha on Adam. But again, when you have those two combining factors of having to go to Beis Din the next day, so then we'll bump the besula a day earlier, right? At least she should get the puruvu of the dagim. And then, and also have the concern in case she finds out she's not a besula, he can go show up to Beis Din on Thursday morning. Gemara says, "Nami, another answer. Mishum shaktu." Right, there's a different type of shaktu. Right, another reason why that the almanas will get married on Thursday because of a different shaktu. Not the chachamim were concerned in many ways for the Jewish brides. Not that they should necessarily take. Right, the last one we saw was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, prep the wedding, and then on Wednesday you have a mechuba de kasuda. Here we're talking about, no, the Tanya, why does a widow get married on Thursday and get have bia on Friday? Because if you say that you should have bia on Wednesday night, what happens? Whereas then the husband, again, these are talking about established people here, right? Presumably. We're talking about a widow. So what's going to happen? They're going to have bia on Wednesday night, and the guy's going to get Thursday morning. The guy's going to get up and go back to work. So Shaktu Chachamim Al Takanas Benos Yisrael. So Chazal were concerned about the Jewish brides, right? She hayes sameach ima shloshi yomim, that the husband should at least spend 3 days with her. Right? Chamish, what? Chamish v'Shabbos, v'Erev Shabbos v'Shabbos. Right? Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Right? And then finally, right? Then he can go back to work. Let him go back to work on Sunday. Right? You see, back in the day, they used to. I don't know if this is approved, but. You see that they used to spend Erev Shabbos, right? That was the Sunday. Their Sunday back in the day was Friday. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think that's pshat. I think the pshat is that simply just because of the Pashas is because if the wedding is Thursday night, the bia is Thursday night, so Friday Pashas is going to take Friday off. All right, either way. Ma'ika bein bracha l'shachtu. So what's the difference between these two reasons? Right, we gave two reasons why the Almana will get married on Thursday. So either the bracha of the Adam or because of Shaktu, so the husband will spend time with her. So you keep an eye, Adam Bata. Let's say the guy doesn't have a job, or let's be more positive. Let's say he's a millionaire. So he doesn't need to work. So we don't care. But Mishum the bracha, so then that would be a reason for him to get married Thursday, Friday. Inami, another reason, Yantif Shachalios Erev Shabbos. Let's say you have a 2 day Yantif. So then you don't need necessarily him to stay home from work. He's staying home from work anyway. Okay. Fine. That would be enough. I mean, either way. Now, once we have Bar Kapara on the scene, so he gives us a couple of drashas here. Darish Bar Kapara. Gedolin Maishe Tzadikim Yosmin Maishe Shemayim Varetz. They say that the Maishe Tzadikim is greater than the creation of Shemayim Varetz. Right? That's an unbelievable phrase. Unbelievable phrase. The Ilu Maishe Shemayim Varetz Ksev is by the Psukim of Shemayim Varetz. It says, Af Yadai. Let me just check. Should be Yadi. Yeah, I mean Hashem's hand, Yasda Aretz, right? V'yaminit tivchei shemayim, right? One hand. Notice the singular, right? Yadi. But avol ma'asei yadayim shel tzadikim, but by tzadikim k'siv machon shivtachav alta Hashem, mikdash Hashem konenu yadecha, right? Their hands, right? So I see you have two hands there doing those actions of the tzadikim, and one hand doing the action of a kosh baruch hu. So the Gemara says, heishiv bavli yechad Rabbi Chishma, so Rabbi Chishma said back to him, sorry. So what do you mean? Yabesh is Yadav Yatzaru, right? I mean, that seems simple. Kosh Baruch Hu dried out the lands with both of his hands, right? So the Gemara says, yeah, but it says Yadoksiv. It doesn't say with the Yud there. It's only one Yud. It's written Yado in the singular. I have Aksiv Yatzaru. What does it mean? They, right? Both, this is him implying they. Right, both they, their, those hands created it. That's plural. No, it's talking about the fingers. Fingers in one hand. Right, the Ketziv, the Pasuk says, Kiresh, Shamecha, Maaseh, Esposecha, Yerech, HaKochavim, Asher, Konanta. Okay. Meisvei, another Kasha, 1 second. I mean, it didn't, what do you mean that the Kosh Baruch Hu, right, only with one hand, Maaseh Tzadikim with two? Another famous Pasuk, Shamei Misapin Kvokel, Maaseh Yadav Magidu Rakia. Right, the work of Hashem's hands in the plural, right, the Shemayim will tell. So the Gemara says, no, how can come? This is what it means. It doesn't mean, it's not referring to the hands and meaning the creations of a Kosh Baruch Hu, it's referring to the Maaseh Tzadikim, as Bar Kapara said. Maaseh Yadayim Shel Tzadikim Mi Magid, who tells over the Maaseh of the Tzadikim? So that's how Rakia, Umainihu Matar. Wait, so that's, how does the Rakia tell over the Tzadikim, meaning when the Tzadikim are doing what a Kosh Baruch Hu wants? How do you know? Because the skies are giving rain, and that's how we know that we're on the right path. Darish Bar Kapara Adalar Joshua. My Dichthiv was in the Pazik says, Yaseid Ti Yelachal Adai Azinecha. Now, that's a very underrated pasuk. Basically, a soldier has to carry a shovel out to battle, right, to cover up any waste that he leaves behind, any feces he leaves behind. So what is that? So he darshins out, Al tikri azinecha ela al oznecha. Doesn't mean al azinecha in addition to any weapons you're carrying, but it means, no, on your ears, right? She'im yishma adam. Dover, Shaino Hagun, so if you hear something, it's inappropriate, so then, yes, Yaniach, etz ba'o, be'oznof, right? You should take his finger, right, again, and stick it in his ears. Aye, and behind the Dhamma Rabbi Elazar, mipneima, etz ba'o, shal adab, domus, that you say those. Why are the fingers of a person like a peg, right? Why are they shaped that way? Where it says, my time, what do you mean, why? Is he asking why they're separate? Meaning, like, why we don't have, like, a mitten, right? Instead of, like, five fingers. So the Gemara says, Kol chadu chadu mitzi avido. Right? Every single finger has a purpose, right? As Damar Ma'ar, as we said, Zuzeres, right? That's the tiny finger. That would measure the Choshen, right? That was the amount of measurements that the Choshen. Let's see here. This is good. Yeah. Okay. Zukamitsa, just to align with Rashi. Right. The fourth finger is the kamitsa. That's how you start measuring the kamitsa. Zu ama, the middle finger is the ama, and that's where they kind of measured from there to the elbow, I think, yeah, to the elbow, right, to Cheshbon Ad Na'ama. Zu Etzba, the pointer finger, right, that was the one they used to sprinkle the blood. And Zu Godel, and the thumb, obviously, they had certain times they would sprinkle blood on the thumb, right, in certain cases, right, by, let's say, Metzora or whatever. So that wasn't his kasha, meaning, Ela, Matam Meshubas Ki Yisei, those, right, the shayla was, why were they pointed? Why are they pointed? I say, she, and that's what he says, Shem Yeshma Adam Tarash Yeno Hagun, Yaniach Etzbosa Bozna, right, you can, you hear something that's inappropriate, so you can put your fingers in your ears. Tanya Ben Rishmael, Ozen Kula Kasha Elyoraka. Similar word. Why is the ear entirely hard while the edge, the what do you call it, the lobe, is soft? Shem Yishma Adam Darvash Eno Hagun. Why Yachol Yachof Elya Latocha? Right, Elya literally means a tail, but that's a Elya on the end of a sheep. But you can kind of take the lobe, right? If you're doing it right now, like I am, right? You can take the lobe into your ear, into that hole in your ear, and block it up. Tanur Rabbanan Yishma Adam Dvarav. Al Yishma Adam La'uznav Tvarim Betelim Mepnei Shehin Nichvos Techila La'ivarim. As Chazal taught, a person should not hear Tvarim Betelim, which doesn't mean bad things, which just means stam things, right? Things that are, you know, just random talk, because that the ears are the first burned, they're burned the first of all the limbs, I guess, as a veiled reference to Gehenna, I guess. Okay, I don't see anything Rashi about that, but I guess it's a veiled threat in terms of Gehenna, but the ears burned off first. Okay, I don't know if it's necessarily metaphysical, but it's obviously, I would imagine there's a lot of what to say on this Marsha. I didn't check the Marsha, but I'd imagine there's what to say on this that last line. Okay, now, finally getting back to the Friday night beer, which I promise we would get back to. Iboy lehu, ma'u livo b'tchila b'shavas. Is a person allowed to have bia for the first time on Shabbos? Obviously, if one's a virgin, so there's going to be some sort of injury that occurs, the rupturing of the hymen. And the Gemara, just to give a bit of a preface, I guess, is going to consider two possibilities in terms of how the biology of the woman's hymen is constructed. If the blood is almost in a pocket, let's say, waiting to be punctured, and then the blood comes out like that, or if the blood is just a wound, like just that it creates a wound, not to be graphic, but just that if someone stabbed you in the arm, so the blood would come out. So the same idea. The Gemara is going to consider that. Now, why the Gemara considers that is because there are halachic shailas right in either scenario. If just to give a preface in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, I guess we'll explain it as the Gemara comes up. But one thing I will say before we just read the Gemara, and I'll explain as we go, is that you should, if you remember from the Seventh Shabbos, so there's a Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Davar Sheinu Miskaven. If a person does a malacha, but it's not what he intended to do, the classic case is he wanted to drag a bench across a ditch, across a field, and he creates a ditch. So he wasn't trying to create a ditch. Right, he had no intention to create this ditch, but that's what he did. Right, he dragged the bench across the field and created a ditch. So, again, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's going to be mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Miskaven is going to be asur. The one thing Rabbi Shimon will agree is that if it's definitely 100% going to happen, something called the psik resha, then he will agree that it is asur as well. So, let's just dive into the Gemara, then I'll try and explain as we go. So, Iboy lehu ma'u livo b'tchilu b'shabbos, is it mutter to sleep with a girl, sleep with your wife for the first time on Shabbos? So dam mifka pocket ochibure mecheber, is the blood kind of, like I said, waiting there in a pocket? If you could just, that's the best way for me to translate pocket, right? Is it waiting there almost in a pocket, or is it actually a wound that you're creating? In Timsalomar, dam nifkan pocket, if you're telling me that it is a wound, it is in there in a pocket, and therefore what is happening? The person is creating an opening, right, in the woman, a proper opening. You're puncturing some sort of opening so that the canal is now open and the blood comes out. So there are two possibilities in terms of what he's doing. Either there's Netzilas Neshama, which is by the Chabura, or but basically over here in this case, if you're assuming that the blood is just staying there, so then what he's doing, he's making an opening, which could be tikkun mana. He's being metakein, right? He's fixing something. Again, he's going to be using something. He's going to presumably, not to be coarse, but he's going to be using that passage again. And now it is easier for them to have bia when it is open. So that would be something called a tikkun mana. It'd be bona, maybe it'd be makam patish. Okay, either way. So if in the scenario where the blood is in a pocket there, so is it ladamu tzorach v'shari? What is he trying to do? Is he trying to make the opening in the passage, or is he just trying to get the blood? If he's trying to make the opening in the passage, that's the davar shemeskavin, then he's intending to make the hole in the passage, and that would be aser. But in ladamu tzarech v'shari, maybe he needs the blood, and he just wants to see that his wife is a virgin. He doesn't care about the passage, the opening, whatever, and he just needs the blood. So therefore, the passage that he's creating is davar she'eino miskavin, and that would be mutter. O dam, or maybe the pesach utzarech v'aser. Maybe no, he really needs the opening. But he really wants the opening, so it's easier for future bias, and therefore it'd be also. If you'll tell me that it's the blood that he needs, and he doesn't really need the opening, right? And the opening just comes on its own. Well, that's davar she'eino miskavin. What's the shaila? What's the halacha? Halacha Rabbi Shimon davar she'eino miskavin mutter. Oh, halacha Rabbi Yehuda davar she'eino miskavin azer. Is it? Do we pass like Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Yehuda? Vintim Shalom or Halach Rabbi Yehuda? And if you tell me that the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, well, how do you view, right? That Davar She'eino Miskavin is Aser. Well, then how do you view, right? That Tikkun, right? Is it Mekalkel who Eitzal Pesach or Metaken who Eitzal Pesach? There's another Machlokas I should have mentioned that you do a Malacha, but Taurus Mekalkel. Right, if you're damaging, again, melachos are inherently constructive. So is this considered to be a constructive act or a destructive act? Is it mekalkel? Is it destructive or is it metakein? If it's mekalkel, right, then it is mutter. If it's metakein, if it's fixing, if it's constructive, then it's aser. So that's one way to view the shaila we have sleeping with a woman for the first time on Friday night. Igadamri, or the other way to view the blood, right? And then we have a similar set of shailas. Imtim zelo mar dam chibur mechaber. If you tell me that the blood is just is in the body like normal other blood, and there's a wound that you're creating, now the wound, you would normally wounding something on Shabbos is an iser, a told of shchita, netilas neshama, right? Not allowed to shecht on Shabbos, and taking out blood, Pasuk says, ki adamu nefesh. So any type of taking blood intentionally on Shabbos would be a told of that. So the question is, the damu tzarech v'aser, right? Therefore, when you make the wound and you need the blood, so that would be nitzilas neshama, that would be shochet, that would be the malacha and the told of, and that would be aser. Or maybe the nasatzmu tzarech v'shari. Maybe the guy's not concerned about the blood at all. He's just trying to for his own hana, and that would be mutter. He's davar she'eino miskavin. He doesn't care really about the blood at all. And if he's only thinking about himself, the blood is coming on its own. So Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha Rabbi Shimon. Is Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda by Davar She'eino Miskavin, or like Rabbi Shimon, who says his mother? If you tell me the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, so Makakal Bechabura or Metakin Bechabura. Is he being Makakal or Metakin? Vimtim Salomer Makakal Bechabura who? And if you tell me it's mekalkel, well, the mekalkel halach Rabbi Yehuda, mekalkel halach Rabbi Yehuda, halach Rabbi Shimon. If you tell me that it's actually being mekalkel, if he's being damaging, so then how do you view what is the halacha by a situation of mekalkel? Just to clarify that last point before we'll obviously turn it on until tomorrow. Right, if you look at second to last Rashi, right, in terms of halach Rabbi Yehuda, there's a separate machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Right, again, I mentioned that all malachos inherently have to be constructive. There are two malachos that inherently are destructive, and that's chovel umavir. That's chovel, making a chovel, making a wound, nitzilas shama, and mavir, and burning something. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, all of the malachos need to be constructive, right? And if they're mekalkel, then that you are part. Rabbi Yehuda says mekalkel is what's it called? Right, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds a mekalkel by one second. Sorry, So if you look at the, second, the end of that Rashi over there, it's the opposite of Machlokas. Meaning Rabbi Shimon will hold that if a person does Mekalkel by Chovah L'Mavir, which is our case over here, right? You're making a Chavala, you're doing a Tzias Teshama, so then a Kilkul is going to be Chayiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not true. That any Malacha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, every Malacha has to be inherently constructive. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon will say that you're potter if you do a damaged, a destructive act, unless you're doing Chovah L'Mavir. In that case, Rabbi Shimon holds you b'chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda holds that, no, even if you're doing Chovah L'Mavir, there needs to be some sort of constructive act. So that's the last shayla, right? Is it Mekalkel? Is it look like Rabbi Yehuda? Or is it like Rabbi Shimon by Mekalkel? Right, if the last Rashi also spells it out, right? Halacha Rabbi Yehuda could be makalkel. If we decide that the making of the wound is destructive, so what's the shaila? Because this is an inherently destructive malacha. So do we say that even this inherently destructive malacha has to be constructive for it to be aser, and therefore it'd be mutter? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda shita. Or are we saying that no, that according to Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon by Mekalkel, and therefore, even if you did Mekalkel destructively, you would still be Mechal Shabbos, and then it would still be us. All right, we're going to continue tomorrow with the resolution of this Shaila. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.